As one of America's largest financial services companies, Nationwide supports financial professionals with client-friendly resources and innovative solutions to help create greater retirement security for their clients. Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
This is Bloomberg Surveillance.
It's not the job of finance ministers and central bank governors to accelerate a crisis. It's our job to try and avoid a crisis.
The danger of what's going on in market at the moment is that it does feed back to the real economy.
Right now, I don't think we need to do any new fiscal policy. So it's really a question about what's going to happen in the future.
Bloomberg Surveillance, your link to the world of economics, finance, and investment on Bloomberg Radio.
Good morning. I'm Michael McKee. It is 7 a.m. on Wall Street, 8 p.m. in Shanghai, where the yuan is falling after China cuts bank reserve ratios by 50 basis points. The rest of the world so far ignoring it. The G20, of course, over the weekend telling investors they worry too much. This morning, markets throwing their toys out of the pram in response. Tokyo finished down 1.3%. Europe at the moment is lower. The Stock 600 by 0.3, about a point. The DAX is down 95 points, full percentage point lower. We are at the moment looking at a headline from the Bloomberg Professional: Federal Mogul getting a merger proposal from Icahn Enterprises. We'll check that out and get you more details as they become available. In the U.S., futures are lower, although they have pared their losses. S&P futures down by 3 points, a little over 0.1%. It's a 0.2 drop for Dow futures. They're off 31, and NASDAQ futures off 14 points now, 0.3%. The yield curve moving lower in the U.S. and in Germany. Right now, the 2-year at 78 basis points, the 5-year 1.23, the 10-year going for 1.75 in the U.S. From 2 years to 8 years, German yields dropped to record lows. The 2-year in Germany now negative 56 basis points. Dollar strengthening today a little bit. The DXY index is up by 0.2%. The yen is lower, 112.99. The euro is lower, 108.85. The pound's lower, 138.52. So that's the currency reaction to the G20 right now. Oil is mixed. West Texas Intermediate, 32.79, unchanged. Brent crude, 35.40, up 30 cents on the day. So who will be proved right, G20 policymakers or financial markets? Ben Emmons is a managing director at Leader Capital. He's been watching the reaction to the G20 statement. Ben, G20 said that the fundamentals are better than the markets think. The markets today don't agree.
Hi, good morning, Mike. Yes, indeed, markets don't agree. I think the G20 statement was kind of clear about global monetary policy cannot be used for devaluations and cannot carry all of the forward the economy. In other words, you can't keep relying on monetary policy. I think markets are maybe reacting to that a little bit. I would say, though, that what happened overnight in China isn't necessarily a positive, because as the yuan weakens with tonight, the manufacturing data and non-manufacturing data coming out in China may be linked to that, too. People are looking at this very closely. Each time the yuan weakens, it's maybe a precursor to that the data there is weak, too, and we get this weak non-ISM data out as well. So I think markets are wary of that type of data, while they're responding negatively. But as you said, the G20, it's typically not a really strong statement. I think this time I felt that the statement was very much about central banks. You can't do this all by yourself. It needs to be more coordinated. And because there's no real clear agreement about that coordination, it leaves with unclarity. And so that uncertainty doesn't help markets either. So markets disagree.
A lot of people suggesting central banks are kind of at the point of diminishing returns, if not worse. And I don't think anybody thinks that there's the political will for fiscal response. So is this really less about what's going on with the G20 than it is the market's looking at the economic situation, say, looking at the GDP report in the U.S. that was better than expected, but the composition wasn't so great?
Yeah, I would agree with you there. And I think, you know, one of your stories on Top Stories this morning about that the Fed's dots don't connect is a really good point there. Markets are completely moved away from what the Federal Reserve thought the path would look like. And that indicates that markets have said, like, this type of monetary policy isn't anymore the solution for the economic problems that we have. Even negative rates have been clearly rejected by markets. They look at this as a negative rather than a positive. And yet, what we have left with is just monetary policy. And I think the view has become, too, is like what's going on in China will matter even more from here on. Whatever the People's Bank of China, the Central Bank of China, is going to do in terms of its monetary policy will have a big impact on markets. So markets are wary of that monetary policy in the developed markets has run its course. Negative rates don't work. That tightening isn't a good thing. They have to look at other central banks. Yeah. That's the Chinese Central Bank, for example.
Ben Emmons with us, Leader Capital. Good morning, everyone. Bloomberg Surveillance. We're brought to you by Invesco. Factor-based strategies can help investors focus on high quality, low volatility, and more. Learn more at Invesco.com/high conviction. Invesco, I-N-V-E-S-C-O, Invesco.com/high conviction. Ben Emmons, where are we on our theory? We have a theory of China. We have a theory of G20. We have a theory of monetary policy. I've got a theory of negative rates with a German 2-year negative 0.57 at one point. A 10-year German 0.108, clearly heading towards near or at negative interest rates. Is there a theory to what we're doing now, or are we just making it up as we go?
Well, there's a theory always about that these negative rates, in theory, really work well. But I think, as you're saying, as we're kind of assessing as we go along from here, each time these policy measures are announced. So we're going to get the ECB on March 10th, and they have signaled ahead that they're going to make changes to their policy, probably more negative rates, probably more quantitative easing, probably. And markets are kind of trying to assess, well, is this really going to change things from here on? The data ultimately does matter. I think the data tonight in China, PMI data, as well as in the U.S. as elsewhere, is going to be a big deal for market direction, because that's really forward-looking data. And so far, what we've experienced, particularly a few weeks ago when the non-ISM manufacturing data in the U.S. dropped, which pretty sharply, was a period that markets got into a very negative environment. So I think that data really matters. And so that these policy measures that they've put in place is sort of, yeah, that's the theory, but the data ultimately determines that. And I think that's what your article this morning says, too. The connection between the dots and the market isn't there, really, because markets are assessing the data just very differently than the Fed does.
Well, of course, the dots were, you know, published in mid-December. Even Fed officials, pretty much everybody who's spoken since then has moved away from those. Is it a mistake to be still comparing, for markets to trade off the idea that the Fed is wedded to four moves?
No, that's true. I mean, markets have early on already decided to say, well, you know, that sounds pretty optimistic to have four hikes this year. Although if you take us back in, you know, let's say since September or so, October, there were views out there that the Fed would hike that much this year. It's all changed now, really, because data's changed. And obviously, as you said, like, yeah, partly this projection is a bit still now because of the data has changed. That said, I think markets are just looking forward to the next points of data to look at, like, well, Fed, can you really be vindicated in that kind of a path, yes or no? And markets continue to judge, Yeah, that's not true, right? You're not going to be vindicated. The data simply doesn't really match your projection. And then we keep being in this situation, right? And haven't really, we've been in this before over the last sort of year, 2 years. We'll keep facing this again. The Fed won't be able to really make his projection worthwhile, right?
Ben Emmons with us, Leader Capital. He'll come back and we'll continue this discussion, setting up the template for Monday. A little bit of politics folded in here today, as I believe there's a few elections tomorrow. Mike, out on Twitter, Javier Bloss with a beautiful Bloomberg terminal chart of Venezuela foreign exchange reserves. It is stealthier.
Negative rates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shannon O'Neill was just on with Council on Foreign Relations. Mm-hmm. She puts it as summer, fall is where, but she said it's hugely open to debate.
The question is, what's the impact? It's so well advertised, and their foreign trade is so small that at this point people are sort of like suggesting this is the best idea, which you don't often see.
Yeah, as well, but something to get the morning started. What else do you
have? Let me bring people up to date here. Federal mogul. Carl Icahn owns about 80% of the company right now. He wants to buy the rest of it. He's bidding $7 a share in cash. That's a premium of 41%. Over Friday's close of $4.98, the stock halted for the news at the moment. So we'll keep you up to date on how it reacts to that. Federal Mogul going to appoint a special committee to review Icahn's proposal.
A major shout-out, Peter Arment of Stern AG, who made his brilliant Friday on UTX Honeywell. That is a podcast. Michael McKee and I are pleased to tell you, free podcasts, iTunes. Is the best way to get them. Free podcasts, iTunes, our complete programs, which some people like. I know, John, you like to hear all 40-some minutes of it.
How I spend my weekend.
Yeah, and then the individual podcasts as well, including the important UTX Honeywell interview of Friday.
Time to check in with Michael Barr now and get the latest world and national headlines. Michael.
Mike, Tom, thank you very much. The day before the Super Tuesday primaries, there's a controversy about an endorsement from Republican front runner Donald Trump, and he is squarely in the middle. Rivals say Trump hesitated to denounce an implicit endorsement from former Ku Klux Klan leader David Duke. Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz both slammed Trump. The State Department is releasing what it's calling the final batch of Hillary Clinton's emails. When the Democratic front-runner was Secretary of State, Clinton used a private server to handle official messages. Republican opponents say it was a risk to national security. Spotlight won for Best Picture at last night's Academy Awards. Leonardo DiCaprio won for Best Actor. Brie Larson won for Best Actress. Global News 24 hours a day, powered by our 2,400 journalists and more than 150 news bureaus from around the world. I'm Michael Barr. Mike, Tom.
And Michael Barr, thanks so much. The End of the Risk-Free Rate was Ben Emmons' important book on the reality of how we invest today. Coming up, Ben Emmons of Leader Capital on our search for the new risk-free rate. This is Bloomberg Surveillance.
Bloomberg Surveillance is brought to you by your Mercedes-Benz Tri-State dealer. When it comes to winter elements, put your best four wheels forward with Mercedes-Benz 4MATIC all-wheel drive. Visit your Mercedes-Benz Tri-State dealer for a test drive today.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.